more migrants than ever before. I'm Pam Puso, Fox News. Border officials say migrant encounters topped 251,000 in December. That's a new monthly record. Francis Suarez is the mayor of Miami. He tells Fox and Friends Weekend his city is feeling the surge.
The immigration crisis has made Florida and Miami a border city, the southern border, right? So in the school system, as you mentioned, we've had 14,000 new students in this year alone. It's an enormous increase from last year.
17 of the people apprehended last month are on the FBI's terror watch list. As fierce battles rage between Russia and Ukraine near the city of Bakhmut, some of the people who died in a helicopter crash this week in the capital are being laid to rest. The aircraft collided with a kindergarten building, killing the country's interior minister and several others. A sixth American has died fighting in Ukraine. Daniel Swift was a former Navy SEAL who went AWOL in 2019. An argument between teenagers turned into deadly gunfire last night. Police in Fort Worth, Texas say a 16-year-old boy was killed and a 17-year-old girl was critically hurt after someone started shooting outside a Whataburger restaurant.
There is no reason for a student in high school to be carrying a gun and shooting at another student. But that anger quickly turned to sadness. We're seeing this across the country with violent crime.
Police Chief Neil Noakes, no arrests have been made. Alcohol may have been a factor in a fatal car accident. Police in Fresno say a man doing donuts with his car struck another man last night, pinning him under the vehicle. Authorities say the suspect jumped in his car following a dispute. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
The computer failure that grounded more than 11,000 flights this month will be the focus of bipartisan legislation taken up by the House next week. The bill lawmakers are considering would establish a task force to improve the pilot database that went down. A cyber attack is not suspected. It's hard to believe, but some baby formula is still hard to come by. And now the company at the center of the shortage is facing a criminal investigation.
It was a major recall across the U.S. that emptied store shelves and sent parents into a panic. The recall of baby formulas like Similac made at Abbott Laboratories plant in Sturgis, Michigan, after reports of bacterial infections in babies. Now, multiple outlets report the Justice Department has launched a criminal probe. The company told the Wall Street Journal, quote, DOJ has informed us of its investigation and we're cooperating fully. Federal investigators found troubles at the plant like cracks in vital equipment, a lack of adequate hand washing, and evidence of previous bacterial contamination, and a whistleblower alleged employees covered up food safety violations before the recall. Sean Mangel, Fox News.
No shortage of enthusiasm at this year's March for Life in Washington, D.C. Large crowds gathered on the heels of the Supreme Court decision to overturn nationwide abortion rights.
The Dobbs decision brought abortion back to the state level, where many think the next fight begins. Currently, 13 states have a complete abortion ban. 5 have partial bans. 6 states are in limbo, pending current litigation. Abortion is legal in the remaining states. New House Majority Leader Steve Scalise says despite the Supreme Court's ruling, the issue is far from settled.
Fox's Lucas Tomlinson in Washington. In Minnesota, where abortion is protected, Democratic lawmakers are working to codify reproductive rights into state law. I'm Pam Puso, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.